23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Chakunkula Ward 37 residents benefit from land regularization program in Monali constituency. And in African news, MSF shuts a crucial South Sudan hospital after attack. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Chakunkula Ward 37 in Monali constituency are benefiting from a land regularization program aimed at giving occupancy licenses to families who have lived without legal land documents for decades. Ward Councillor Njomo Nachimuka says the initiative is helping restore dignity and security to residents who have occupied land for more than 30 years without title deeds or occupancy licenses. Mr. Chimuka says the exercise has already covered the Kwabanda compound behind Obama Mall and Kapoliomba near Simfex Academy, with works now underway in Kamanga compound, Overspill 1, 2 and 3. He says the program is also helping reduce land disputes, protect our residents, investments, and improve planning and revenue collection for the local authority. Mr. Chimuka has since urged residents in the affected areas to cooperate with officers conducting the exercise.
So our people have been struggling for over 30 years. Governments have come and gone, and this program has existed. But once we thank the deputy for his excellence, for his pronouncement, and his desire to empower every Zambian to own land and also houses. And today we are witnessing and demonstrating the pronouncement by the head of by getting on the ground and making sure that our people receive the legal documents which will safeguard their investments. Remember, these houses have been built and for a very long time.
Mukushi's Kolonga Ward Councillor Davis Sekazwe says members of the community, together with investors in the farm block area, have constructed a community school in the Mipundu area to to improve access to education. Mr. Sikazwe told Common Radio News that the initiative was aimed at reducing the long distances that pupils were traveling to access education at Kolonga Primary School, which affected attendance. He said the new school will help improve school attendance and learning outcomes for children in the area. However, Mr. Sikazwe has appealed to government through the Minister of Education to deploy more teachers to the school, noting that it is currently being run by only one teacher.
Distance ya kumakumi pundu kuryo kuisa pankolonga skupali repatana. So we had thought that tupange koka community school, which wa mfamblo guveneva Andrew Mofati na wa Richard wali tuwafudisha kwa machilo na kubali kawali parika so kurifio kubika kurelo tukulo lelo kubika nani basta na sinisi awa na wali tampo kusambirira. That is a community school wali tampo kusambira because it is a distance, it's about nangwe 8 to 10 kilometers kumakumi. So abana na watu wali tampo kusambira mjani wale so kuromba sio kukutezo kuruwa adepu watu wafurishe kubaka tupereko teacher because hapa teacher ule funda ni 2 classes the preschool ya chiri kote something in aba.
Community members in Jongwe district have welcomed the commissioning of the newly constructed Ndombwe Health Post in Mwalumina Ward by Jongwe Member of Parliament Sylvia Masewo. Residents say the project will improve livelihoods and enhance service delivery in the area. And speaking during the ceremony, Ms. Masewo said the facility constructed using the Constituency Development Fund will help bring quality health services closer to the people. The health post, equipped with medical equipment, furniture, solar power and water reticulation, is expected to serve more than 3,000 people in and around Ndombwe community. Meanwhile, Ms. Masewo also handed over empowerment grants worth over 2.7 million kwacha to 133 youths, women and community groups across the district. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has welcomed the enactment of the Education Amendment Bill into law, describing the move as a major step towards guaranteeing access to education for all citizens. Speaking to Combon Ready News, NACAES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa said the new law now makes free education a legally enforceable right rather than a privilege. Dr. Chansa said the development is in line with Sustainable Development Goal Number 4, Zambia's Vision 2030, and the 8th National Development Plan. He noted that the law now places a legal obligation on the current UPND administration and future governments to provide free education to all Zambians, regardless of their social status or gender. However, Dr. Chansa cautioned that the law alone will not improve the quality of education unless government increases investment in the public education sector. He said overcrowded classrooms, inadequate desks, lack of computers, poor infrastructure, absence of electricity and insufficient science laboratories continue to affect the quality of learning in many government schools.
And as we welcome this progressive development, we want to say that having this law in place alone will not be able to give us the much needed quality education. What will be very, very key more than ever will be investments into the sector, especially the public education sector. We need more funding to the sector so that we don't have overcrowded classes, we don't have inadequate desks, computers. Currently these are actually affecting attainment of quality.